What do you want to see come out of this town hall meeting and what you guys are all out here for tonight?
At its very basic, the town should not be handing the property over to the county. The town of Amherst residents are the ones that are now responsible for all the debt that the town incurred to buy the property from Mensch Capital. And it's just ridiculous to give it away to the county. We're not just giving away the land for a dollar, but we're also giving up our home rule. We should not put a piece of property that large in the hands of the county, and the county could do whatever it wants to with it. So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Do you think the people are upset about this because it's being sold for $1 than maybe what originally it was purchased for, which was, I believe, $7.8 million?
No, the majority of the people that we have all talked to for literally years now say that, no, it should remain as a town asset. It should not be handed over to the county. Sure, selling it for a dollar is one issue, but that's not the only issue. The other issue, like I was mentioning, is giving up our home rule authority. We're going to have the county own a piece of property like that, and they can do whatever they want to with it, and the town will have no voice in it. I mean, we've had people from various golf club development companies come here and take a look at the property, and they say you've got a jewel right in the heart of your community. The other issue is the brownfield issue. If it remains as a golf course, the brownfield issue essentially goes away. If you put a shovel in the ground over there and you start developing it into something else, the brownfield issue will loom rather heavy, because that is going to be a very expensive remediation project.
Is it frustrating for you and for probably many that this is happening when a new supervisor of the town of Amherst is going to be elected in a few months?
Yes, very definitely so. And what's going to happen during this period of time between now and the election is probably exactly what took place 2 years ago with the tax increase. The people on the town board, they knew that the tax increase was going to go through, the 11.4 increase in taxes. They knew that it was going to go through, but they announced it just after the election, so it wasn't an election issue. At least this is being brought up before the election, and it's going to be an election issue.
What are your hopes to come out of this? Do you hope that the sale ends up getting revoked or something like that?
I think everything should be put on hold until after the election of the new town board.